Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a youth boxing gym fighting to stay alive.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For almost three decades, the Zanesville Police Athletic League Boxing Gym has been a refuge for community youth, teaching them not just to be good boxers, but good people. But with rising utility costs, they're fighting a different battle, keeping the gym open through the winter. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Ali Vugrinsik reports.
It's a cold winter day in Zanesville. Train Robinson's breath clouds in the dim lights as he deals out a bit of tough love during drills.
Now we're going to double back. Double back. Garfield, I'm about to put a glove on and punch you in your forehead, boy. Get back up there where you're supposed to be.
Robinson is president and coach at the PAL Boxing Gym.
The first thing we try to teach here is discipline, respect, and work ethic.
Those lessons start at the very beginning of practice with 100 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, and 50 squats. That's all before drills and well before a boxer throws a single punch in the ring. Robinson berates them, calls them all by nicknames, makes sure their stances are correct, and asks them what they've learned today.
Everybody gotta learn something every day, right?
Before the kids came in, Gym Vice President Josh Ward fired up two massive gas heaters that he and Robinson bought a few years ago. That knocks a bit of the chill out of the air in the old Conn's potato chip factory that the gym calls home. Once the boxers get moving, Ward switches the heaters off. Fuel costs money, and money is in short supply. Ward says the building's winter gas bills typically cost around $1,500 a month.
And we just don't have it this year.
The city of Zanesville owns the building and charges little in rent, but the gym has National Police Athletic League dues to pay, and it's struggled with utility costs for years. This winter, with those costs climbing and funds depleting, for the first time, Robinson and Ward considered closing for the season. Once upon a time, the gym got grants, but that hasn't happened in years. So funding comes mostly from the coaches' pockets.
We don't really get a lot of support. But people do know we're here, because they send their kids here.
Robinson is a truck driver and Ward is a welder. They don't get paid to run the gym, but they stay because they believe in the gym's purpose.
If these kids don't have nothing else to do, they'll find something that they don't need to be finding to get into.
We get a lot of them that are in a lot of trouble until they come here. And then some of them straighten up.
That's why they've kept the doors open even with the cold. They know what it means to their boxers. 11-year-old Chris Dennis, who has boxed at the Zanesville PAL for about a year, says boxing helps him control his emotions.
And if you want to get any anger out, get in the ring with somebody to take all that anger.
14-year-old Caleb Watson, known at the gym as Kool-Aid, says Robinson and Ward teach the kids to be better people overall.
My coaches, they'll just give you advice, during practice if you're doing something wrong. And sometimes it goes with life too, because you have to stay disciplined to what you want.
Robinson says as hard as he and Ward push the kids, they're also the first to congratulate them about good grades or hug them when they're going through a hard time.
We're teaching these kids that adversity is just going to be a part of your life, and you got to learn how to take a punch.
So whether it's trouble at school or a cold, cold gym, Robinson and Ward are teaching the kids to fight through.
One time. Good job.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik in Zanesville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.